anonymous telephone call was right.
It sure was, 99. Say, listen, you don't happen to have a crowbar on you, do you?
Oh, sure, Max, right here. So this is the warehouse for Chaos's smuggling ring.
And I know what they've been smuggling.
What, Max?
Paper.
That's not possible, Max.
No, well, then they sure know how to pack cookies.
Max, look. Do you know what that is?
A cookie jar?
No, Max, it's an Etruscan urn. That must be worth a fortune. I'll bet it was stolen from a museum.
Sure, and then Chaos smuggled it over here to sell to a private owner. That must be one of the ways that they're financing their operations.
This place must be full of treasures, Max.
Shh. Hello? Who is it? Statue 86, this is 74.
Sounds like 74, Max.
Yes, but you can't be sure. Advance and be recognized. Oh! Let that be a lesson to you. Never let your guard down for a minute. It could be a fatal mistake. Of course, everyone's entitled to one fatal mistake.
Why did you jump me, 86? I told you I was 74.
Well, I thought it might be a trap.
But you saw my face.
Not until I hit you.
What are you doing here, 74?
The chief sent me. Figured you might need help.
That's ridiculous.
Get your hands up.
Just don't stand there. If you came to help, help. You call that helping? Siegfried.
Good evening, Schmalt.
Friend and bitter enemy. Tell me, Siegfried, why did you shoot your own man?
Nitwit, to save your life.
But you and I are sworn to kill each other on sight. Why would you want to save my life?
Because I'm leaving Chaos.
Leaving Chaos? Why?
I'm fed up. 20 years I have been with him. Stealing, robbing, lying, killing, murdering. And what did I get out of it? Nothing. Just a lot of fun. Schmart, listen to me. Go and tell your chief I am ready to cooperate with control. Also, I will sell them some of Chaos's top secrets.
All right, Siegfried, I'll tell him. But I don't think the chief will trust you.
Give me one good reason why he shouldn't trust me.
Because you're a rotten, vicious, cruel, cunning, maniacal murderer.
All right, that's one. Now give me another.
I don't like it, Max. I just don't like it.
But we have to face the facts, Chief. Siegfried did save my life.
Why would he do that? He's a vicious, cold-blooded Chaos executioner.
He says that he's leaving Chaos and he's willing to cooperate with Control.
What?
That's right, Chief. He's fed up with Chaos.
Why?
Well, last year was his biggest year. He killed 37 people. And they didn't even give him a Christmas bonus.
If Siegfried is on the level, Chief, think of all the valuable information we can get from him.
You may be right. Max, where does he want to meet?
In the same warehouse.
Well, all right, but if it's a trap and we get killed, you're fired. Max, you know I'm frightened.
Why, Chief?
I'm beginning to sound like you. Max, I don't care if Siegfried did save your life. We shouldn't be buying information from him. He's a murderer and a traitor.
Chief! Siegfried, I'm sure the chief didn't mean anything personal by that remark. Now, look, chief. If Siegfried has something of importance to sell, I think it's imperative that Control buy it.
Well, how can you believe a man who'd sell out his own friends?
Dummkopf. Who else can you sell out? You can't double-cross enemies.
He's got a point there, chief.
All right, Siegfried, what have you got?
It's all there.
Oh!
What is this?
A catalog. You pick out what you want to buy. What is that, Schmart?
Just a little something that our financial department dreamed up. It lists all the prices on information that's for sale. It's called the Blue Book. Anything interesting over there, Chief?
I have something that would be invaluable to you. The head of the Chaos Ladies Auxiliary. You can have her for 1,500.
1,500. It's listed here for 1,250.
Yeah, this one is special.
Why?
She's my sister. And I will give you the location of 20 Chaos agents for 500 apiece.
Make it 400 and it's a deal.
Sold.
All right, Siegfried, but before we pay, we've got to check out your information.
Chief, look out! Chief, what have you got to say now? Siegfried just saved your life.
I know, Max, you're right. I'm sorry for what I said earlier, Siegfried.
That's quite all right.
Well, Chief, I think we better get out of here and check this information. Siegfried, we'll meet you back here in exactly 2 hours.
Under the circumstances, I don't think it's such a hard idea to meet back here again.
He's right, Max.
We should meet someplace where Chaos would not be able to find me.
My apartment. We'll use my apartment. Here are the keys. We'll meet you there in 2 hours.
Splendid, Schmart.
Let's go, Max.
Stark, huh? Get up!
It worked, Siegfried.
Yeah. And we are one step closer to realizing our glorious plans and... killing Mixwell Schmart? You should have seen the look on their faces when they thought that Siegfried saved the chief's life.
And Schmart went for it?
He swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. I happen to be a most convincing actor. You should have seen me in the Chaos Workshop when I starred in Killing of the Shrew.
There's a taming of the shrew.
They don't tame here, they kill.
Thank you, Lily. Pucker up.
Starker. They don't pucker here. And Lily is my personal secretary. This goes for you too, Lily. We also don't here. Now go. Practice your shorthand. You never know. Someday I may even want to dictate a letter. Now, once I gain control's confidence, I will be in a position to execute Operation Big K.
Big K? The robbing of Fort Knox? Oh, but Siegfried, this is impossible. Fort Knox is too heavily guarded.
And the more heavily guarded it is, the better.
I do not understand.
I will explain when the time comes.
Oh, hello, Siegfried. Been waiting long?
No, just got here.
Keys?
What keys?
The keys to my apartment.
Oh, yes.
All right, Siegfried. The information you gave us concerning the whereabouts of those 20 Chaos agents checked out.
Yes, and each and every one of them is in custody right now.
And believe me, you got the cream of the crop.
What do we do now, Chief?
The decoding machine and Siegfried's sister.
Oh, yes. Where is the decoding machine, Siegfried?
It's in the airport terminal, disguised as an insurance machine. That way our agents can decode their messages coming and going.
Say, that's a great idea, Chief. They don't even have to come into town. Saves a lot of time.
And cabfare.
And cabfare.
Max, I'll go in my car and pick up the decoding machine. You and 99 go in your car and pick up his sister.
I suggest you all go in one car.
Why?
My sister works in the decoding machine.
Siegfried, you wait here. Max 99, let's go.
One question, please. Are you going to take my sister dead or alive?
Alive.
Good. Then give her my love.
All right, we're control agents and this is a raid.
You're under arrest. Let's go, lady.
Who's there? That's got to be Stalker. Get over here! Now, don't remove your foot from that waste basket.
I can't.
What do you mean, you can't?
My foot's a size 11 and the wastebasket's a 9.
Foot up!
Ah, you found the hidden tape recorder.
Of course I found it. And you clumsy, you ruined a perfectly good take.
I'm sorry. I get it right next time.
You'd better. This will be conclusive evidence that I really intend to leave Chaos. Now, let's go over it once more. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Who's there? Stop it! Did you come here to laugh or to kill?
I was only trying to make it sound good.
They don't ad lib here, Starker. They stick to the lines. Now, do it again and do it right. Who's there?
It's me, Starker.
How did you find me, Starker?
You forget. We have ways. So, Siegfried, you have betrayed Chaos.
What are you going to do to me, Starker? What are you going to do to me? Stop it!
Before I answer that, I want to know one thing. Have you told Control about Operation Big K?
Oh, no! I would never divulge Chaos's master plan of the century! Then, you pull the trigger, we rub some blood on my head, I lie down on the floor, and you leave, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll turn on the recorder, and we'll do it.
Tell me, Siegfried.
What?
How was I?
Pathetic.
Well, Siegfried, your information checked out. We picked up the decoding machine, and your sister says she'll never speak to you again. Siegfried.
Max!
Siegfried's dead.
Who could have done it?
Anybody. Wait a minute, Chief. I think we'll have an answer to it in a minute.
How, Max?
My secret tape recorder.
Siegfried, you have betrayed Chaos.
What are you going to do to me?
Before I answer that, I want to know one thing. Have you told Control about Operation Big K?
Oh, no, of course not. I would never divulge Chaos's master plan of the century.
That's all I wanted to know. Goodbye, Siegfried.
Well, that's it, Chief. They found out he was betraying them, and they had him shot.
Operation Big K. If we could only find out what that meant before Siegfried was killed.
Chief, look, he's moving. He's not dead.
You're right, 99. He's still alive.
Here. The bullet just grazed his forehead.
Oh. Where am I? What happened? Smart.
You're all right, Siegfried. One of your men tried to murder you.
Yeah, I remember now. He was Starker. He wanted to know if I told you about Operation Big K.
Big K? That's the one we want to know about, Chief. What is it?
Those dirty double crossers. Yeah. I will tell you. Money is not important. This is for revenge.
Good. What is it?
$10,000.
$5,000.
$9,000. Six. Eight. Seven.
Seven.
I don't bargain.
Go on.
K stands for Knox. Fort Knox. Chaos plans to hit Fort Knox tomorrow. A full-scale attack, plan 45E. By tomorrow night, the United States will be bankrupt.
This is the chief. Magenta alert. I want every available agent to draw full weapons and leave for Fort Knox immediately to head off a chaos attack planned for sometime tomorrow. Right. Now, Max, here's what I want you to do.
Chief, 99 and I are ready.
No, Max, I want you to stay with me to conduct the award ceremony at the Control Chief's convention tomorrow. 99, I want you to pick an agent to stay with you and guard Control Headquarters. You'll be our skeleton security unit.
Right, Chief.
And now, gentlemen, we are ready for the final phase of Operation Big K.
But, Siegfried, it is impossible to attack Fort Knox.
Who said anything about Fort Knox? Big K stands for Big Knockout.
Big Knockout?
While all the control agents are waiting for us at Fort Knox, I will drop a gas pellet at the control chief's award ceremony, which will knock out, get it? Knock out all the chiefs.
Ah.
Starker. We don't are here.
Now, while they are unconscious, you... kill the skeleton security unit, and we will kidnap the control chiefs from all over the world in one swoop. Think of it, gentlemen and Lily. A $10 million ransom.
Splendid!
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. See, we don't hear.
Well, once in a while, it doesn't hurt.
Well, Siegfried, the chiefs of control are really going to be surprised when we spring you on them.
Yeah, they'll be knocked out. Just a figure of speech.
You're sure to win the Chief of the Year award this time, Chief.
Oh, thanks, 99. I guess this is my lucky year.
You look ravishing.
Well, thank you, Siegfried. You look pretty nice yourself.
I meant Miss 99, Schmalt.
Thank you, Siegfried. I didn't know that you were from royalty.
I'm not.
Well, then why are you wearing the sash?
Oh, was it ein der Glipterskip? I burnt a hole in my shirt when I was ironing it.
Max, your flower looks marvelous.
There's nothing like the scent of a fresh flower.
Yes. Well, Chief, I think I'll go down to the lab and check my notes out.
You got your notes right there?
Yes, but they're in invisible ink. Thank you, and good evening, Chiefs of Control. This is Max, Control Award Smart. I wouldn't say that there are a lot of chiefs here tonight, but the only thing that's missing is a wigwam. Okay. Now, I'd like you to meet Mr. Harper from the accounting firm of Price, Sloan, and Stern, who tabulated the votes.
Pardon me.
Right this way, Mr. Harper. I'm terribly sorry about the blindfold, but this is a secret organization, you know. Now just sit down anywhere. I think you'll find a chair more comfortable. Now for the awards. The first award is for top achievement of a control scientist. Envelope, please. And the winner is Dr. Hans Svensson for 25 years of experimental research in the field of hormones. Are you accepting the award for Hans Svensson?
I am Hans Svensson.
I don't know what he gets for a house call, but it's worth it.
And now for our next award. The next award is for excellence in judo and karate by a control chief. Envelope, please. And the winner is, from Tokyo, Chief Susui Sakamoto.
There you are, Chief. I understand that your hands are like lightning, that when you hit a man, they move so fast, they can hardly be followed with the human eye.
That is true.
Well, I find that a little hard to believe, Chief. I wonder if you could give us a little demonstration of your speed.
If Mr. Smart would be kind enough to help me out,
I'd be most happy to.
Ready?
Ready.
Would you care to see it again?
No, thank you. And now, for the Defector of the Year award. Outside this room is a Chaos trader, one of their top agents, who is now cooperating completely with Control. Although he is not going to get a golden pistol, he has received honorable mention for the Benedict Arnold Medallion. So let's bring him in with a nice round of applause. Gentlemen, this is Siegfried, the man whose information can help us destroy chaos all over the world.
I wouldn't say there are many chiefs here, but the only thing missing is a big one. Thank you. Gentlemen, ladies, I have spent over half my life working for chaos, starting out as an office boy and part-time killer. But tonight I have reached the pinnacle of my profession. Tonight you are about to see the tops in dirty tricks. It's almost time. And now, good night! Gentlemen, our $10 million babies are ready. Come in! You can start collecting the bodies.
Sorry, but this isn't collection day.
I hope you realize, Smart, you just ruined a terrific plan.
How did you find out? It was really quite simple, Siegfried. I knew something was wrong the minute you smelled my flower. Because, you see, it was a fake flower. So I knew that you were wearing a phony nose. Like this. The old gas mask and the false nose trick. So I merely went down to the lab and got myself a control nose.
My compliments, Schmart.
Well, this looks like the end of the line for you, Siegfried. You'll get the gas chamber for this.
And all because of my mother.
Your mother?
All of this could have been avoided if not for my mother. Because when I was a little kid, my mother wouldn't get me a sled. Why wouldn't she get me a sled, Schmart? Why?
I don't know, Siegfried.
You think maybe it was because we lived in Florida?